The big man didn't hear the sound of the rifle being fired. He didn't have a sense that a bullet was hurtling toward him at thousands of feet per second. For him, it was a day like any other. On the road, moving from one town to the next. A vague destination in mind, maybe a cup of coffee and breakfast in a local diner. The soundtrack provided by the locals discussing politics or the high school sports team's victory or loss with the appropriate level of enthusiasm. As the bullet bore down on him, the big man's mind reverted to the road ahead of him. How different it was than the typical highway he was used to traversing. Instead of long, straight patches of sun-baked asphalt, this was a mountain road in the Pacific Northwest, well saturated with frequent rain. Towering evergreens flanked both sides of the road and prevented the sun from heating and drying the pavement. The big man was running calculations in his mind, a comparison between distance traveled when elevation was a factor. It wasn't as easy as walking a long, flat stretch, but the big man was in excellent shape. He shrugged his massive shoulders. He was at least 6'5", with a deep chest and narrow waist. Lean. Tough. He had on blue jeans, a shirt with a toothbrush in the pocket. Both looked like they were brand new. His shoes were English. His last thought was a statistical analysis of what the view ahead would look like when he topped the rise and the road curved back down toward a valley, most likely. When the bullet hit the back of his head, it blew it apart with a velocity that drove his upper body forward. The sound of the shot startled a trio of ravens who flocked to the sky. The man folded at the waist and toppled forward. He landed on the side of the road amid hard-packed gravel and a few hardy weeds. While his immense body was intact, most of his head was gone. Blood gushed from the stem of his neck, pooled, and ran down the slope of the embankment. No human heard the sound of the rifle except for the shooter, who looked down from above at what was left of the target. Satisfied, the killer stood, retrieved the shell casing, and placed the rifle back in its case. While the lonely road saw little traffic, eventually someone would see the body. The shooter planned to be well down the road before that happened. Down on the embankment, the last of the big man's blood had finished spilling from his body. Nothing moved and nothing happened until the next morning, when a car carrying a pair of hikers driving toward the trailhead slowed at the sight of a small group of turkey vultures gathered around the remains of a human being. The hikers called the authorities, and when the police arrived, they summoned a crime scene team and notified dispatch that initial observations pointed toward a homicide. First responders instantly surmised the likelihood of a gunshot to the back of the victim's head, resulting in chunks of the man's unrecognizable face decorating the ground a few feet from the body, at least the pieces that hadn't been snatched up by the hungry birds. The crime scene technicians were fast but thorough, and one of them soon managed to extract the contents of the dead man's pocket, which consisted of two items, a toothbrush and an ATM card. A slight rain had begun to fall, and it began to wash away some of the blood splatter covering the dirt and gravel. The crime tech used a flashlight to read the name on the ATM card. Jack Reacher.